Yeah, go ahead, Gary.
Okay, we're on the air with the pre-recorded. It's sometimes hard to find the right spot. Right, I hope we go all the way through with this last segment, Dale, because the kids at the very end said some really warm things about the Vietnam vets. So very warm and nice to hear.
Didn't even know that they had said these things. I think it's fascinating to hear that they want to hear more stories. I understand that, and I think what we have to do as the participants is to gear ourselves up to tell those stories, because sometimes it's really difficult for us to let those out.
Here we go. And we're back on Veterans Radio, and this for the last segment, it's just flying past. We're talking to Brent Richards, who's a teacher at Ann Arbor Pioneer High School, and three of his students, Laura Adams, Hannah Alexander, Mari Issa, all 11th graders at Pioneer, who are giving us their thoughts on the presentation that was put on by Vietnam veterans a couple of weeks ago. And I've always wondered what you guys thought about it after we were in there talking to you about it, and you had something that you wanted to say, Mari.
Yes. I thought one nice thing about our class is we don't just learn out of the textbook. We listen to songs from the era. We listen to documentaries, Hollywood movies. This presentation in particular, the stories that you all told, it just, I think as teenagers, we really respond to the story aspect of history. So if there's a story, it just makes the actual lessons so much more memorable for us. I know that was probably the most memorable lesson all year.
How about you, Hannah?
Well, I agree with Mari, definitely. And I think that the main message we want to get across as students is that although you, when you were received, when you came back from Vietnam, and not well at all, we want you to know that how much we appreciate you coming and talking to us, and as much as it was difficult for you to fight and whatever you did there, it's even more difficult, if not or the same amount, to talk about it so many years later. And we really, really appreciate it all.
Well, you're very welcome. And Laura, you skipped school and ran all the way to Chicago that day, so you didn't have to be there. What are your thoughts?
Well, I heard stories throughout the grapevine at Pioneer, so I heard secondhand stories about the presentation, about stories that were heard, and about people who were talked about and who were talking, and all of the stories were in awe, mostly, that these things really did happen, that these events occurred to real people, and that they actually were there, and they told their stories, and they told them honestly, and they were amazing stories.
And that, of course, was teasing you because you said how bummed out you were that you couldn't be there that day.
I was bummed.
Okay. Brent, when we've done this over the years, it's evolved, and we have lunch one time a month or so before the, or do we have that in the summertime?
Both, actually.
Pardon me?
We did it both times.
Oh, okay. And we talk about, it's kind of a debriefing, what went right and what we could have improved on. And it's evolved. What have you thought about the format that we've done?
Well, you know, the format is difficult. I really like the format that we have. Are there some things that maybe we can improve? Sure. But sometimes it's the logistics of the whole thing with the number of kids that I have and trying to accommodate them and getting a facility to use and so on and so forth. So I think the format that we're using right now is good, and we tweak it a little bit every year to make it a better program. And I think each year, particularly this year, we're kind of adding to the program by making other connections outside of the school, such as the box packing party, this little activity that we're doing here, all little things that I think are helping the kids connect with you guys.
The box packing party is that you mentioned is something that we Vietnam veterans gather, raise money, gather goods, and we ship them off to the troops in Iraq today. And you could show up with some of your students who actually spend time with the vets and the families, and we have a ball and we're packing those boxes and shipping them off. That's really that, you know, you guys, you don't know how much we talked about it afterwards, seeing you guys there at the box packing parties and how great it was to see young people that have such character. And that's really what we talked about. You have good kids, Brent.
Hey, I try to teach them well.
I think they come
It's in spite of me. It's in spite of me.
I think they come preloaded with character. I really do admire
the kids
today.
No, you're absolutely right.
I tell them all the time when I'm talking to classes, I like your generation a lot better than I like my generation. I really do think that you guys are very responsible, and I like seeing that. And any of you ever consider that you're going into the military?
I did actually consider that for a little bit. I lived in Israel for a small period of time when I was younger, and I considered joining the Israeli army. I do plan on spending a year in Israel after high school, but I am not going to join the army. I want to come back and study here. So I did actually meditate. I let it marinate my brain for a while, but I decided against it.
Well, if you lived over there, it would be mandatory for you to...
Correct.
And I know that. Is it all people of a certain age have to carry a weapon with them?
Is everyone must serve. Men are 3 years and women are 2 years.
That's pretty astounding. And how about the rest of you, Mari?
You know, I actually did give it some thought. You know, we're juniors. We're trying to apply for colleges. And at the college fair that we had, they have military come and talk to us. And, you know, I have thought about it. I think it's a very mature decision you have to make. And I'm not sure if I can make that quite yet.
It's quite a commitment. How about you, Laura?
My grandpa served in World War II, and he never actually told his war stories, but he always glorified the military. And when I was younger, we'd be walking around downtown, me and my family, and we'd pass soldiers just walking around the campus and stuff. And I'd go, "Hey, Dad, can I ever wear one of those uniforms?" And he said, "Yeah, sure you can." So I've thought about it when I was younger, but I haven't thought about it so much anymore.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge commitment, and it's it can be a sacrifice. I don't like to use that word, but it's a commitment. We've got about a minute and 20 seconds. Free fire zone. What do you guys want to say? Any of you?
I've got to jump in here. And the one thing I want to leave with and make sure that I don't walk out of here without saying is that myself and I know the students that I have are so profoundly grateful for all of you guys coming in and spending your afternoons with us, whether you retired or whether you work and took time off of work to do that. But I hope that some of the 8 vets that were up on the stage that day are listening to this program or catch it archived somewhere and know that we at Pioneer so much appreciate what you guys have done with us.
Well, it certainly is an honor and a pleasure to do it and talk to kids. And we feel that, and this is the point that I try to get across to my fellow veterans, is it's not us when we talk. And we're not the only one that did these things. We're representing a whole bunch of people that did what we did and more. And no matter what you hear, there are people that did astounding, astounding things that we all look up to. And the stories are legion. Really a pleasure to have you on the program today. Brent Richards, a teacher at Pioneer High School in Ann Arbor. I hope other teachers follow your lead. Laura Adams, Hannah Alexander, and Mari Issa, all juniors at Pioneer High School. And it's just such a pleasure to have you guys come on to Veterans Radio. Thank you very much. And tune in next week, folks. Well, Dale, that was, to me, it was just fascinating. I love listening to the kids, and I was watching you. You told some great stories up there. You were on the panel, but you're also a teacher, and I saw you deep in thought listening to the kids.
Well, I think it's such a great teaching opportunity for people, and I was going to encourage everybody out there, veterans and teachers, if you're listening, to contact Brent Richards at Ann Arbor Pioneer High School, at Ann Arbor Pioneer High School, or to go to Veterans in the Classroom, and there's a website that'll help you out with that. And so until next week, you are
dismissed.
The opinions or views expressed on this program are not necessarily a Veterans Radio or the station. Veterans Radio is a production of Veterans Radio, LLC. We'll be right back.